Okay. Nanny's Kitchen. When Phil Ward was handing out chocolate chip cookies at Far West, I couldn't resist. Any such indulgence is compared to my sweet grandma's unsurpassed baking. I'm sorry to report that while quite good, his offerings fell short. They simply weren't hers. Nanny, as we called her, baked cookies to chewy perfection, the mouth-watering kind where she had to monitor my pace, making sure I didn't empty out the jar. Oh, how I remember arriving through the back porch, opening the kitchen door to the irresistible smell of freshly baked delights coming out of the oven. On some occasions, I'd race to the counter, snapping temptuous morsels into my mouth, expecting what by all appearances should have been luscious chocolate dollops melting on my tongue, but instead was rudely confronted with raisins sliming through. So absolutely defeated, I try in vain to hide my shameful disappointment and sudden mood shift from our lovely, beaming nanny. Oh, such guilt. As I grew older, though, I came to also appreciate any oatmeal variety she'd make, regardless of contents. There's no place in the world where I felt more loved than in the warm embrace of that kitchen. No matter what time of day we dropped by, she'd cheerfully empty out her fridge, pulling snack after snack onto the table. My favorites were pimento cheese and liver sausage, the Oscar Mayer version of a fancy pate, spread on saltines. Sometimes she'd have her homemade meatloaf sliced cold for a Wonder Bread sandwich with our Grandpa Popo's spicy ketchup. A special treat was cheese dip, an Arkansas delicacy known as queso in places like Texas and California, consisting of melted Velveeta and Rotel. Back in the 60s, we'd use Fritos for dipping before tortilla chips were readily available at the local Kroger. Since my mother didn't allow sodas, which we called Coke in the South, regardless of brand, or chips in the Hanna household, Nanny gleefully kept a supply of Fresca and Orange Crush on hand. Also Tab, which never tasted right to me, and Cheetos, which I sometimes still indulge just to take me back to her house. I was also keen on SpaghettiOs with meatballs, which she'd heat up if we were closing in on mealtime. Fried chicken with smashed potatoes, as we called them, and overcooked greens were reserved for Sunday dinners after church, when we'd upgrade our seating arrangement to the big dining room table. No one could cook up milk gravy like Popo, so savory with all the drippings. My mouth still waters dreaming about it. Man, was it ever hard to sit through those Lutheran sermons anticipating. Lyle Lovett's song really hits home. To the Lord, let's praise his be. It's time for dinner now. Let's go eat. We've got some beans and some good cornbread. And I listened to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord that let praises be. It's time for dinner now. Let's go eat. Nanny never played favorites and would insist she loved us all the same when we dare question any notion of rank. When I declare favoring her over my other grandmother, she'd scoff and say, "That's not nice." She so proudly wore a charm bracelet adorned with golden silhouettes of each of us engraved with our names and birthdays. As the years rolled on, that bracelet became more and more weighted with great and great-great-grandchildren. At age 94, she was diagnosed with cancer. Too old for chemo, her life expectancy was about 6 months. That first week she was hospitalized, there was a young woman from our church waiting in the lobby with her own story of gratitude towards our grandmother. She told us how when she was unwed and pregnant, while everyone else shunned her, our granny, head of the Sunshine Committee at First Lutheran Church, always treated her with kindness. That was the person Nanny was. Defying all odds, she made it to 103 with her memory intact. Her secret? A good disposition along with a warm, generous heart. All those starchy processed foods and even cancer couldn't take her out. If I can be half the light she was, I'll be doing all right. Postscript. When I was home for Christmas last year, my sister Diane, who has faithfully carried on Nanny's traditions, baked a batch of oatmeal cookies. When taking a bite, I was delightfully surprised to find mixed in with the raisins were those little delectables I so desire, scrumptious chocolate chips. Now that is cookie heaven. So I did stammer.